Hello, and welcome to the SearchOracle.com podcast. I'm Mark Fonsecchio, the editor of SearchOracle.com. With me today is Sarah Novotny. Sarah is the co-founder of BlueGecko, a remote DBA services company, and is also chair of the MySQL Advisory Council within the Independent Oracle Users Group. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be here.
So today on this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about MySQL and high availability. So Sarah, could you start just by talking a little bit about the history of MySQL and high availability? I know that initially, anyways, MySQL was kind of meant for smaller installations. So when did high availability become, a bigger issue?
High availability has become a larger issue in MySQL, certainly in the last 5 years. It's obviously been ramping as the adoption of the database has increased, and as it's also increased with startups and kind of at the smaller spaces, but some of those smaller spaces have taken off. So Facebook is a prime example of a company that uses MySQL extensively and in a lot of different architectures in order to maintain and give us all that lovely time sink that is Facebook. We have over the last many years evolved the way HA has been done from strictly a failover sort of solution to more and more options of different tools to automate failover and or give you more options as far as what HA can look like within MySQL, from sort of a multi-master tool set called MMM, which is multi-master replication manager for MySQL, to more of a Linux heartbeat model where you are watching the two servers and they're talking to one another on a back channel trying to determine if the other is up. But of course, that sort of architecture, and in all things with high availability and failover, you have some really complex problems when you aren't in a known and prepared for state. So I'm a big fan of not necessarily automating in order to attain high availability, because some of the complexities that are added, especially if you're not familiar with the tools, can increase the amount of downtime as opposed to decrease it.
So these tools that you're talking about, are they tools within MySQL that, come when you install MySQL? Are there a lot of third-party tools out there? What is out there?
It's mostly third-party tools. At this point, the thing that manages the thing that allows for high availability MySQL is MySQL replication, and that comes from within the MySQL package. So there have been a lot of changes between 5.0 and 5.1, and then again between 5.1 and 5.5 as far as how replication works and what you're able to do with it. But that is really the functional back end for all of the different high availability options. Multi-master replication manager for MySQL is a third-party tool. It's referred to as MMM, and it's a third-party tool, but again, it is just managing the way the replicas interact with each other and which one is actually primary. It scripts to perform monitoring and failover in a master-master replication configuration.
So can you give me an idea of how MySQL replication has changed, in 5.5 and also maybe upcoming in 5.6?
Sure. I can kind of go through the evolution of 5.0, 5.1, 5.5, and then some of the stuff that's out there for 5.6.
Okay.
5.0 was very much an extension and just improvement of the feature set that was available within the 4.0 and 4.1 tree. And then the 5.1 added a lot of new features such as row-based replication in order to in order to give an actual data delta sort of replication, very much more block-level replication like Oracle has done for years, instead of statement-based replication, which is just reapplying the statement that you applied on the master to the slave. So that was the original MySQL replication. And using that, you just logged what your statement was, and you executed it again on the slave. And that led to some consistency challenges. For example, when triggers were added, the triggers had to be identical on the master and the slave in order to end up with the same data. In cases with statement-based replication, you have to know if your statement is deterministic or non-deterministic, because, again, you can end up with different data on the master and the slave. But with 5.1, it added MySQL added row-based replication, in which what is sent to the slave, or pulled actually from the master more specifically, is the actual data delta. So it is not the statement, but the actual blocks that changed that are shipped. And so then you ended up with a more consistent viewpoint within MySQL on the slave that matches the master. And we really, that was a big win. That took a lot of evolution through 5.1 in order to get that nice and stable and working well. And then 5.5 has added semi-synchronous replication. So you can now request that your statement doesn't come back and actually return to you until you know that that statement has, or that statement or that data change has actually reached at least one slave. So this is, again, similar to Oracle's model for replication, wherein you can't commit, or your commit doesn't return until it's on multiple machines. 5.6, the replication stuff that is coming in 5.6, I'm not as familiar with yet. The dev release has just was just announced in late March, and I haven't had an opportunity to play with it a ton yet. So I'm really looking forward to it, but I don't have a good answer off the top of my head for some of the new features that are upcoming in 5.6.
Sure, that sounds good. So we were talking earlier, and you were talking about some of the third-party tools and how complex they've gotten. So can you talk a little bit about that and some of the problems or issues that might arise because of it?
Sure. So high availability for MySQL is really bolted on top. So there are multiple ways you can do it. One, using the standard replication. Another possibility is using MySQL with any sort of replicated or high availability file system, so DRBD being an example of that, or ZFS. And that then forces the high availability into the file system as opposed to into the MySQL server. And that's really where, at this point, the high availability has come in for true high availability. When you want to do more automated failover, it has usually happened through a file system replication, or in the case of something where you're running MMM or using Linux Heartbeat, it'll be handled through the MySQL replication. But the complexities that are added are additionally running, you know, scripts that manage and monitor your master and slave, which you have a classic problem of, you know, if the slave thinks the master is down and tries to promote itself, then you can have a case where you end up inconsistent because some things are still executing against the master and other things are executing against the slave. The traditional answer to that is Stonit. Shoot the other node in the head. And so when a slave comes up in a master position or tries to assume a master role, it goes ahead and literally executes the master to make sure that it is not still alive and answering queries. So that's the problem. It's a classic problem in automated failover. And it exists with either high availability with through replication with things like MMM or NixHA, or with a replicated file system wherein you have potentially two MySQL servers running, one on each side of the replicated file system, and you just move the traffic, the application traffic, to one or the other database.
So, as kind of a last question, how do you see high availability and MySQL stacking up to, you know, other database management systems out there?
I've grown up as a DBA using MySQL, and so I never had the "but it doesn't do what Oracle does" sort of view.
Sure.
And I really like the way MySQL does HA because it is, for the most part, incredibly simple and incredibly straightforward. I prefer to use just straight replication, and then in the case of good, solid, robust database servers, just using a manual failover, simply because the complexity, as I kind of mentioned before or alluded to before, the complexity of many of these tools, while they are complex in what they do, they are not complex enough to handle every case, whereas a DBA that gets in and looks at something can actually determine whether or not it's better to promote the slave machine or whether or not it is better to go ahead and repair what is happening on the primary machine. I'm a big fan of real DBAs as opposed to trying to automate in cases, especially in cases where you think that you're trying to automate around edge cases, because the fact that they're at the edge just means they're that much harder to find, identify, and automate around.
Great. Well, Sarah, thanks a lot for talking to me.
Well, I'm happy to, Mark.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to this SearchOracle.com podcast.